Hello?
Hello, glad to meet you. My name is Daniel. I'm from Option Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on Maryland's politics. Your answers are completely anonymous and confidential, and your opinions are very important to the success of this survey. Are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. So, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as a president? The options that we have are disapprove. In that case, are you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, thanks for that information. Do you approve or disapprove the job Wes Moore is doing as a governor?
I'm kind of on the fence with him.
Okay. In that case, the options that we have, once again, are strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Donald Trump did as president?
Strongly approve.
Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. Overall, will you say things in the country are moving in the right direction or moving in the wrong direction?
In the wrong direction.
Okay. Okay. As of right now, we are sitting on a 16% of completion of the survey, so I highly appreciate your time. So let me just continue with the next question. If the 2024 elections were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Donald Trump, the Republican?
Donald Trump.
Thank you so much. For whom will you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Donald Trump.
Okay, thanks. Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling immigration at our southern border?
Disapprove.
Okay, somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling the economy?
Strongly disapprove.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling foreign policy?
Oh, God. Strongly disapprove.
Okay. All right. So let me check here. Due to a $3 billion budget deficit, transportation projects for roads, bridges, and mass transit are being cut in every county in the state. Will you support or oppose an increase in Maryland's sales tax from 6% to 7% to fund transportation projects?
No, because they're still going to mess it up.
So would you consider somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Okay, thank you so much. Right now, we have 32% of competition here. So once again, I highly appreciate your time. Which of the following, in your opinion, should receive the higher priority regarding transportation funding in the state? The first one is maintaining and improving the roads and bridges in Maryland. And the second one is maintaining and improving mass transit in Maryland, such as buses, light rail, and MARC trains.
Roads and bridges.
Okay. Currently in Maryland, it is only a misdemeanor to possess a stolen firearm. Do you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm?
It should be a felony.
Okay. Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
That it should
Sorry,
be a felony?
Strongly agree. Sorry, yeah. Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Agree.
Okay. Thank you so much. All right, let's move on to the next one. Will you support or oppose a mandatory penalty of at least 10 years in prison for anyone convicted of selling drugs laced with fentanyl if the drug resulted in death.
And what was the beginning part?
Will you support or oppose a mandatory penalty of at least 10 years in prison?
I support it. I support it.
Okay. A strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly.
Okay. Do you think that you and your family pay too much in taxes, too little in taxes, or about the right amount in taxes?
Hard one to do. somewhat too much.
Okay. Okay. Pregnancy resource centers are places that do not perform abortions, but instead offer assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby's born. Do you favor or oppose pregnancy resource centers?
I strongly favor.
Okay. Under a new law, a juvenile 12 years old or younger who commits a handgun violation or violent assault cannot be arrested. Do you favor or oppose changing this so they can be arrested and held accountable?
I favor it.
Okay. Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. Do you favor or oppose using Maryland taxpayer dollars to pay for free health care for people who enter this country illegally?
Okay, just a minute. I got interrupted. Now, what was the question?
Don't worry. Okay. Do you favor or oppose using Maryland taxpayer dollars to pay for free health care for people who enter this country illegally?
No.
Okay. Will you consider somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Okay. How frequently do you play the Maryland lottery? The options that we have here are regularly, occasionally, only when the jackpot is big, never?
Occasionally.
Occasionally, okay. How much of a problem do you think credit card debt is for Marylanders? The options that we have are a big problem, a problem, not much of a problem, not a problem at all.
What happens if I have no idea?
Don't worry, we can leave it in blank.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay, don't worry about that. Let's move on to the next question here. As a way to increase state revenue, do you support or oppose a plan authorizing the Maryland Lottery to develop internet-based lottery games that target and encourage individuals ages between 25 and 45 years old to play? The options that we have are strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Okay. Should Maryland government be allowed to develop and operate a lottery gaming system that permits individuals to use credit cards or direct bank account access in order to play online lottery games? Yes or no?
Well, I'm not sure. And it encourages gambling. Gambling is a big problem. I don't know.
Okay, we can leave it in blank if you would like to do that. Okay, let's move on to the next one. As of right now, we're on a 62% of completion. When we get to 75%, we are going to ask some statistical questions just to pretty much document this interaction. So once again, I highly appreciate your time. So let's move on to the next one. Do you support or oppose Maryland teachers and school employees having the right to strike? The options are strongly support, somewhat oppose, and strongly oppose.
Somewhat oppose.
All right. Do you think a mentally sound adult with an incurable terminal illness who only has 6 months or less to live should have the legal option of medical aid in dying to get prescription medication they may take to pass peacefully in their sleep, yes or no?
And what are my choices?
Yes or no.
Yes or no. That's not a yes or no question. That's a maybe in certain cases question. So I guess I'm going to have to do a no right now.
Okay. If you had an incurable terminal illness, still had a sound mind, had less than 6 months to live, and you met the legal requirements, would you want the option of medical aid in dying? Yes or no?
The devastation it does to the family? No.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your opinion on the issue of abortion? Let me read you all the options here. Abortion should be legal in all cases. The second one is abortion should be legal in most cases. The third one, abortion should be illegal in most cases. And the last one, abortion should be illegal in all cases.
Abortion should be illegal in most cases.
Okay. A disability is a physical or mental impairment that significantly limits life activities. This includes conditions that affect a person's vision, movement, thinking, remembering, learning, communicating, hearing, or mental health. Do you consider yourself as having a disability? Yes or no?
Actually, I do.
Okay. Let's move on to the last one before getting to the statistical questions here. Maryland tip workers currently earn just $3.63 an hour from their employer and get the rest of their wages in tips. Do you favor or oppose a legislative proposal that would raise the minimum wage for tip workers to the full minimum wage of $15 an hour with tips on top?
Which workers are these?
Well, they are like pretty much restaurant workers.
Well, we can't pay them $15 an hour and give them tips on top of that because the restaurant's going to have to double what they charge for the food. If they're allowed to get tips, then we could raise it maybe to $8 or so.
Okay. In that case, will you consider yourself as somewhat opposed, strongly opposed, somewhat in favor, or strongly favor?
Somewhat opposed.
Okay. All right. So we're going to start with the statistical questions here. So let me check here. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
65 and older.
Okay. With which party are you registered to vote? Are you a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Republican.
Okay. What is your race? White, African American, or other?
White.
Okay. What is your religious affiliation? Are you Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, another faith, or non-religious?
Another faith.
Okay. Would you like to share that with me, or would you like to leave that anonymous?
Pagan.
Okay. Thank you so much. And your gender, are you female or male?
I'm female.
Okay. Well, in that case, this concludes ours. Sorry, go ahead.
I was born that way.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time. I highly appreciate pretty much that was like 15 minutes or more. So I highly appreciate your time and thank you so much for answering all the questions. So have a great rest of your day. It was a pleasure to meet you.
Be safe.
Thank you so much. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.